over here are very important places to shots for this. We have over here case 4, Suffolk All, and what compares it to this case of Vicar. So we said yesterday that we started back over here in the Sugi, there's two parts of the Sugi. Is what's the fundamental machlekes in Vicar, which is a Tumah Tahara machlekes, and what's the connection to Chametz? So far we said two pshatim. The third pshat is going to be very, very hard. So far we said two pshatim. The third pshat we said was that machlekes is whether it is a sfek sfek or not. Very interesting machlekes. For sure, Ashbam and Bobasim. And what does that machlekes have bearings on chametz? We said a whole shtickle tayr. Had drushos, in drushos. A lot of the Olam asked me that said that how can you go tell me that something which is out of the Roshos doesn't create a din of Makmash and Machmiz and Bachamas? Well, the Mishnah says, in the Dover Seif, from outside, from another city. A number of you asked me this yesterday on the Pshat that I said. It's a Kash, not a Kash, anything I said, because what I said was Pashim Pshat. It was according to the Shabbat. I'm in that area. This is a hole in the back. So, the chat that learns that the machlekes is whether it is a sex seker, as Mamash told him what the Rabbeinu Peretz said yesterday, whether it's called one rishos or two rishos, is that the chametz. As hard as the chat has to be, like we said, that the comparison is that if it's called a separate rishos, so then we don't have the chash of chametz. So, a number of you asked me, I said, what do you mean? We see that, I gave an example, if you see a mouse running around, the rishos around me, nachoshish, that are went into the house. We don't call them machmishon pizim of chametz. A number of you asked me that what do you mean? The Mishnah says, "V'cheshish mi'ir le'ir, makor l'makor." Right? Even when it's outside. The answer to that probably is one of two things. First of all, it's the same terms. I'm saying two different nuskayos. I'll say it in this lesson. The answer is an achanami. The chashash over there is of all the chuldas in the world. That means a guy went and did a bedikah in room number one and he's worried that maybe the chuldah took it from room to room. So he said, listen, if you're worried about chuldahs bringing chametz in, so we're in the double sip because we're worried about the whole world. Over here, we're not talking about a chash. That means, I'll explain what I mean. The topic over there was, like I spoke about then, is a chuldah bringing in chametz, a makom shemachnisim b'chametz. It's what's called makom shemachnisim b'chametz. Usage of a human being and usage of a chuldah. If you're worried about chuldahs using the phrase, the chuldahs are all over. It means we're talking about an unknown piece of chametz, we're talking about millions of pieces of chametz, okay? We're talking about millions of pieces of chametz, so if not for Ein L'Davosayf, we would be worried about it. Here we're talking about after Ein L'Davosayf. We're not worried about some unknown chametz that holders bring in, okay? We're talking about one specific piece of chametz that I saw a holder running in the street. For that begins the whole discussion of, do I have a chash because I saw it outside the rishos? Does that make it into a makom shemachnisim b'chametz? I want to explain what I'm saying. The Mishnah is talking about the chash. That a house is called a makom shemachnisim b'chametz because chuldahs could bring in millions of pieces of bread from all over the world. And that we say in the Dover Seif, there's no way of stopping such a thing. That's what we're talking about, is the place of makom shemachnisim b'chametz. In other words, which chametz in the world makes it into a makom shemachnisim b'chametz, okay? So I say, listen, if you're worried about chuldahs in general, we're not talking about seeing a chazina. We're not talking about seeing a chuldah with a piece of bread. We're talking about, in general, I'm worried about it. I'm saying, if not for Ein L'Davar Seif, say, if the fact that there are holders out there that bring chametz back and forth, so every house, by nature, is a makom shemachnisim b'chametz. And that was the end of the cycle. We haven't talked about a specific case. We're talking about a case where I saw all the cases here, by the way. I told my son, whether that's something in his mouth. Case one, case two, case three, case four. Okay? In all those cases, so there, Avada, it's legitimate to say that the chashash is not stopped because I saw a holder outside of the street with chametz. There, it has to be that there's a drawer, there's a chashash. So even though we are working under the umbrella of Makom Shem Kings Bachamas, but you're talking about, I mean, I want to say a thief of art. This chiddush that Rashi holds that even a specific piece of chametz could create a Makom Shem Kings Bachamas, Avada has a set of rules when there's a reasonable drawer in front of me. It's not that I saw on the street a mouse running with a piece of bread in its mouth. It's not going to make it into Makom Shem Kings Bachamas. I don't shoot them, I think. Either way, that was the pshat of the sugya according to the Rebbeinu Peretz and the Rashbam. Yesterday we said another pshat, the pshat of the Rashi and the Avodah Zarah. There's a new concept called the Sofek Bia. It's a weak type of Sofek, interesting topic. It's more compared to the same way, it's a different type of Sofek. We got the Sofek Tum, which is a Rab, Yochid. It's a different topic, we got the Din of what, of Chametz also. The Tosis is a major headache. I don't have pshat on Tosis, so I'll explain why at length. It's a very, very interesting Tosis. We'll start with the first Tosis, Sofek Bia Torah. First of all, we're going to explain what the Machlokes was and the Rabbanan is, and then we're going to backtrack back to Chometz, and we're going to have a huge headache. I don't have shot. So, okay, so Sofik Biatar, Pirishri, to the sex cycle for me. Chayim Pirish, Rabbeinu Tam, Sechel Avodah Zarah, Vasa, Vorashi Pirisham, Inyan Achim. When you read, the time of the Rabbanan is the Vitar, the Sofik Seik, which until you read, we say to the Tam, which is the Achim, El Seik, Achas Keseita. Well, Chay Seik, you like, Rabbanan Tavri, he would have been a din afidu b'seik achas. I would have told the Kuchas afidu achi tamid hu. Afidu achi tamid. What din afidu b'chei seik? I want to explain that lindus thesis. It's like big lindus in this thesis. Okay, it's shas lindus. One day I'll be here with me. What does thesis say? First of all, thesis says a few things. First of all, everybody agrees over here that the case was a case of a sex stick. I mean, not like the Rashbam or Basel with Machlik, is it a sex stick? That's idea number one. Right, Rashbam says, portion of Bambas, like this is, do we look at such a situation as a sex faker? We saw the Lashon HaRavein apparent yesterday. Do we look at the border markers as a divider to make it into a separate rishos? Tesis says not. Everyone agrees it's a sex faker. Machlekes is also not the pshat of the Bashin of Rizor, which he himself says that it vade filled up the tummy, since it's a suffering beer, also not. Everybody agrees it's a sex faker, which is a big idea, by the way. Because everybody agrees to yesterday's rate and the day before's rate, that it's called a sex faker. Does it say a sex faker? That's called a sex faker. That's called a sex faker. Slowly. So what's machlokes? A huge machlokes. Machlokes is whether or not the din of Safek Tumah b'Rishus HaYochid was said even by a sex faker. That is Mishnah in Tyrus that says called faker is shata. That's machlokes who wasn't. No, that's what they argue about. That's before Shavuot in the Chiddush Aran. Chiddush Aran says that Mishnah in Tyrus, which is the famous one that says that you're Safek Tumah b'Rishus HaYochid, you're a sex faker, is totally in this machlokes who wasn't there one. So first of all, the machlok means like this. Everybody agrees that when you go into a bikkur, it's a sex faker. I we have a din of Safek Tumah b'Rishus HaYochid sacred. Tell me, says the what do you call it? Says the. So what's machlokes who wasn't there one? So, Rebbe Lezer holds it's a sex faker. So what? I suffer too much faker. How do you suffer too much faker? Tell me. You learn out of prayer. Seita. Seita is not a sex faker. It's one suffer. Really, you only have the liberty of saying this huge chomer only by one suffer, not by two sakers. What does the chom argue? They also agree it's a sex faker. Says this is a very cryptic zach, which I want to explain the whole day today. Says this is halibetim, the din should be every time by suffer too much faker. It's a cheskes tavi. And yet we say, we don't go Basach Eskes Tavi. So, since we don't go Basach Eskes Tavi, even you should be, so what's the difference if it's one Safek to a second? That's the word of the Chesis. I mean, since the din is that we don't go Basach Eskes Tavi, means really you should go Basach Eskes Tavi. And the Xeris HaKosis says you don't. So Mela, since there's a special Xeris HaKosis says that you don't go Basach Eskes Tavi, when it's one Safek, two Sekers don't make a difference. Cryptic grade, what does that mean? Let's try. I'm going to speak on two levels over here, on three levels. Bear with me. So we have very interesting machlekes. We have machlekes between two tanoim, whether or not the din of Safek Tumah b'Rishus HaYochid was said by sex faker or not. The rules hold yes, it was said. It wasn't said, sex faker not. We only learn from Safek one Safek. And the Rabbanan say, listen, I understand you. Why should it make a difference if it's one Safek or two Safek? So the bats and the din should have been that one Safek Tar. Cheskes Tar. We don't go by Cheskes Tar. We may look. Tezim Bo Abbas, the Flun Naomi Beis. That even a sharper lotion. Mali chatzveka, mali treisveka. What do I care if it's one Sofek, two Sofek, it's mali. What's the difference? It's what it called. It's not chiluk. Class is the same thing. I feel the trace like, but Tosafot this says it more explicitly. Mali. What does this mean? It's like this. We begin a journey. The journey has three stops. What's like a pshat in the Rabbanan who hold that six seker doesn't work? Well, if all terror cool, we have it, then we go to cool. So, the Moses says, you want to learn out of Saita that we go tome? When you have one something, who's Mechatezi two sekers? So, Rav Shimon and Shari Yeshua, I've printed it out for you, because it's a very, very controversial shot. Rav Shimon and Shari Yeshua says a very, very controversial shot. Says Rav Shimon Perak Aleph, Shari Aleph, Perak Yutas, I printed it out for you. He has a famous shot. He says it in many places in his Sfarim. I printed out one of the places. He says like this. Gemara says in many places that by Saita, although the din is that we paskin that Safek Tumor B'Shusay Yachir by Saita is Safek Kivada. We punish the lady based on the Safek, okay? And so, by Saita, the Gemara uses a lotion in many places that Safek is Kivada. It's not just that in Safek, we treat the Safek like Kivada. It says Rav Shimon a very interesting shot, and it's a controversial shot. Tosis for sure didn't hold it. Rav Shimon himself brings it out, there's not much more Tosis like that. But the pshat that he said is very, very creative. He said like this. Said Rav Shimon, a sex faker cannot work by Suffolk number Rosh Hashanah. Why not? Says Rav Shimon, look, you have Suffolk number one. Suffolk number one is a din of Suffolk number Rosh Hashanah. And the din of Suffolk number Rosh Hashanah is not number din sacred tongue, it's Suffolk is the Kavadah. That's what the Gemara says in Saita. The Suffolk is treated like a Kavadah. So the din of Suffolk Kavadah eradicates Suffolk number one. So now you only left with one suffix. Now we approach suffix number two. Suffix number two, Seker for Kavadah, we eradicate it. Suffix three, weird Rav Shimon. You know what Rav Shimon says? Rav Shimon says that Mivald is a din of suffix Kavadah. He said you never have Sveka by suffix two, which is a Yachid, because every suffix that comes up on the shelf, we say suffix Kavadah, oi suffix, you left with one. Next one, oi suffix. That's literally the words that Rav Shimon says. Why is it a weird shot? A chodesh dikab shot. What's first of all, Tosis clearly doesn't mean that. That's what Tosis means. Keep the minute out of that. We're out of that. Be like, I feel a betray faker. He didn't mean to say that. I feel a betray faker, right? He didn't mean to say according to Rav Shimon, the word is you don't have two fakers. What's the word of Rav Shimon? The word of Rav Shimon is that you never have sex faker by suffolk tumber shosayofer because I already resolved one. I paskin vades, I'm left with one. Because you do one at a time. Tosis clearly said it. Tosis says, I feel a betray sveiki. According to Rav Shimon, it's not about I feel a betray sveiki. For it is, you don't have two sveikers. Tosis says, a lashon above basra, like I said. Mali chad, mali trei. What I gave it to, what I gave it to. It doesn't mean Rav Shimon. It doesn't mean to say that you don't have two sveikers because the suffolk vades resolved the first one. What's that? That's Rav Shimon's shot. Famous shot of Rav Shimon Shariyashin. He says, you don't have sex faker by suffolk tumor shosayachid because the din of suffolk kevadai resolves one at a time and knocks out one at a time, so you never get to a tzira for sex faker. Kilo, what Rav Shimon is saying is, you would get to a tzira for sex faker. Maybe a sex faker would work, but you never get to a tzira for sex faker. That's not what Tosis says. Tosis clearly doesn't say that. Tosis here, Tosis above Vatsra. Why is Rav Shimon, says the Velt, that the dingarai on Rav Shimon is that Rav Shimon took an approach. When you have a suffix in front of you, you have the ability to dissect the suffix and take one at a time. It was like a dot up suffix number one. For example, in our case, I have a suffix where I went into the field. And then I have another suffix. What's the suffix over here by the bicker? Suffix number one is that I go into field A. And suffix number two is, was I in a gear? Did I walk over the kever? So we use Rav Shimon in this case. Suffix number one, did you go into the bicker? Suffix about that, you did. No, you only left with one suffix. The Veltina is all the London Tina. That's not the way to look at it. In every case, you have to see the suffix the way it's a vector stuff. You can't separate one suffix from the other. This is a sex fake dick suffix. What is the suffix that's in front of us? You have the right and the liberty and the luxury of detaching one suffix from the other and then going up and saying, okay, that's not of this, it's about this. And so then I can't combine them both. Make it easy. Like, to begin with, it's a sex fake dick suffix. Now, Rav Shimon said his shot because Rav Shimon held that Lamite Shaldovar, a sex faker, should work by Suffolk Tumor Shazuchim. Echetezi not. Well, the sex faker works with all Terakula. You have a limit for say it's only for one Suffolk. So what did Rav Shimon do? He did a trick. He turned every sex faker into one Suffolk, and then you chop off one at a time. The problem with that is it could be it's a bluff. Who says you have the right to do it? Tosis clearly didn't hold the Rav Shimon's shot. Tosis clearly didn't. Why not, by the way? Because when you look at a Suffolk, you have to take the Suffolk commercial who. You can't separate. Okay, I have a Suffolk only on the Bicker. And then I'm going to pass on Suffolk about it. It's not true. You don't have a Suffolk only on the Bicker. The Suffolk in this year is a Suffolk. It's a sex fake and thicker Suffolk. Let's say we'll call a sex fake and thicker Suffolk. We'll call it a Weiterschaft. A Suffolk and another Suffolk. If so many Suffolk is piled up, so it's a far shot, like we spoke in Super Saiyan. So what do you get to tell me? No, it's not a far shot, because I'll analyze one. You can't analyze one. The Zach is a far shot. It's a sex fake and thicker Suffolk. One of the famous shots that we're going to talk about soon of sex fake is that it's a far shot. There's one side of the Suffolk, and then even on that side, there's another Suffolk. It's a warmed down Suffolk. So what do you tell me? No. First, we're going to pass in Suffolk number one, and we'll treat it by its own. It's a sex faker. The Zach itself is a weiter shash. What gives you the right to go separate the two fakers? If I hold that a sex faker, for example, is a weak Suffolk, is Meher Tesi a double pella? That's what Shimon says. Anyway, Tazi doesn't hold of it, like I'm saying clearly. And the reason why he doesn't hold of it is what I'm saying. What does Tazi say? What does this mysterious Tazi say? Tazi says that the Pshat Rabbanan is that Sfekseka doesn't work by itself. How do you know? See, here's a whole cheshbon, because really you should go Basa Cheskas Tara, and we don't. And the Mela, who cares? Is the Chari of the Pshat Tazi, a very, very long Pshat Tazi, very long, very important Tazi. What's a classic case of Suffolk Tumber Shosayachit? A guy had a Cheskas Tara. He was Tara. He went to Rosh Hashayachid, and he touched something. We don't know if it was Tara. I'll talk about a classic case, not a Tzik Tzik. So we learn that from Saita, that Suffolk Tumber Shosayachid, Tzikai, what? Tommy. I think I had a Cheskas Tara, but Chol HaTerukul. We don't go about a Cheskas Tara. By the way, the lady also had a Cheskas Tara, and we ignore it. Yesh Lachkor, Tifa Hakira. This time we don't go about a Cheskas Tara when you have a Suffolk Tumber Shosayachid by Saita, otherwise. The Pshat is the Torah says, don't call Basa the Cheskas Tara. I'm saying a Tifa Hakira. Don't call Basa the Cheskas Tara. If that's the Pshat, it doesn't make any sense. What are you going to tell me? The Torah says, ignore the Cheskas Tara. In a Rosh Hashanah, the Tara doesn't have a role, right? Okay, fine. So I neutralized the Cheskas Tara. I deleted the Cheskas Tara. Now what do I do? I have a Suffolk, right? Okay. So in the absence of a Cheskas Tara, maybe one Suffolk will machmer and two Sfekas will make. So it doesn't make any sense. What does it say? That thing, we really should go Basa Cheskas Tara. And by some of you, so we don't go Basa Cheskas Tara. No! If we don't go Basa Cheskas Tara, so don't tell me what you want to do. I don't say, why not? If the Pshat, why by every Suffolk Tumor Shosayachit, the Pshat is that the Torah Kadesha told me that even though normally you go Basa Cheskas Tara, we'll talk about the Seder, we'll talk about Totomo. We'll talk about the Seder. Normally, when you have a Suffolk, you're given a Kimti, you put the person back on their last known status. By saying that, Okay, so we ignore we neutralize the Suffolk, the Cheskas Tara. What do you do now? So now we go with the regular rules of the Torah. If you have one Suffolk, we go Lachomer, Suffolk derives Lachomer. And if you have two Sfekas, you go Lakulos. What does this mean? The words of Torah don't even clap. The words of Torah don't have any meaning. Just because I found that by Suffolk Tumber Shosayachid, normally I should go with the Cheskas Tara, I don't go with the Cheskas Tara, that's the reason why I don't hold the Sfekas. Fakert! It's very geschmack! You don't hold the Cheskas Tara, because the Torah says that in these scenarios, we don't go Basa Chazaka, it's exercise class, by the way, nothing to talk about. And then, what do? You go Basa the regular rules. One Suffolk is the Chomer, and two Suffolk is the Kula. So it doesn't make any sense. Tosfos says that since, listen to the words of Tosfos, since you should have gone Basa the Cheskas Tara, and you don't. So then, there's no Chilek of one and two. Okay, that's what do you say? Is Mochach and Tosfos a Tifa of heart? That the reason why by Suffolk Tumor versus the Yochid, Sabe Seita, Sabe Tomo, We don't go Basa Cheskas Tara, it's not because the Torah said ignore the Cheskas Tara. No, the Pshat is that the Torah Kadosh said that the din of Suffolk Tumor Bershus HaYochid, the din is Tomei. So the reason why I don't go Basa Cheskas Tara is because it's exerts a kosov. That whenever you have a Suffolk, the din is Tomei, Bevadai. I'm not saying because the Suffolk Bevadai was maxed out the Suffolk. I'm not saying that. That's not what I mean. It doesn't eradicate the Suffolk because it's called two Sfekas. I'm saying a different part. What Tosfos meant to say was like this. Bad Sam, you should go Basa Cheskas. Why do you go Basa Cheskas Tara? Because the Torah said that the din of the Suffolk. What's Cheskas? The Torah said that because the Torah gave a different din for the Suffolk. The Torah said, not that I don't go Basa Cheskas Tara. No, the point is the Torah said that any time you have a Suffolk, the din of Suffolk to Rosh Hashayachid is. That's the din. It's a Suffolk only. And the Torah said, don't treat it like a Suffolk. Every time you have a Suffolk. So the reason why I don't go Basa Cheskas Tara is not because there's a Cheskas Tara that exerts a cause which says, don't go Basa Cheskas Tara. That's not the Pshat. That's not the Pshat. The Pshat is that the Torah says that the din of a Suffolk Tumor Bershus HaYochid in a positive way is Tomei. It has a different din. Its din is Tomei. It means I should go Basa Cheskas Tara. But the Torah said, whenever you have a Suffolk of a Tumor Bershus HaYochid, you always paskin. Says Tosfos Marit HaGezach, if you have a positive exerts a cause that no matter what the din is, all of them is one suffix, two suffixes. Who cares? This exam is a concept that says that suffix. That means I'll say it now clearer. The suffix makes it a suffix. So what's interesting is like this. Just like we see that even though I should go bust in the Cheskes Tara, I should. So there's a whole lot of shavart. Hello, be'etzem, be'ebi suffix, which you should go bust in the Cheskes Tara. Why don't you go bust in the Cheskes Tara? Because the din of suffix to Rishus HaYachid is a zav badedik, the din that it supersedes all the other rules. It supersedes the din of Cheskes Tara. Not the pshat that this exists because of the Cheskes Tara doesn't talk in a suffix to Rishus HaYachid. It does talk. It's a regular Cheskes Tara. But the din of suffix is tummy, knocks out all the other rules. Because the din is, you have a suffix, tummy. In fact, Tosis Maldi Chatzvek, Maldi Chesvek, you don't have a suffix. That's the full word. That's the full word. That's a full word. So it's kibade. It has a, we treat it like kibade. So what's the difference if it's one suffix and two suffixes? That's how you don't like it? Jeremy don't like that? Jeremy can say sure. Yeah. Jeremy's a lamb. It's a full word. So what twist? I'm not dissecting the suffixes. I'm saying a different word. I'm saying that for the same reason that you don't go basa cheskes tara, because the Torah said that the din of suffix Rishus HaYachid is always Vaday Tomei, so then this Svek Svek is not going to be any better, because it's for the Sufik. Svek Svek doesn't make it a Sufik, it's for the Sufik. And the Torah says when it's a Sufik, the din is always Tomei. It's an Exeris, a cause of it, it's always Tomei, and nothing works. That's the Oymik of the Pshat and Tesis. One second. So I saw a Marit HaKazach. Now we're going to explain it to Shas. So Shlomo Hyman asks, a Marit HaKashayla? Shlomo Hyman is in the Shur Shleim on Ksuvah's Shur Simen Dalad. Shur Mahamin asks in Simen Dalad a famous kasha on this Tosis. Feed this pshat. So Tosis over here made a comparison, and he said like this: the same way Chazakah doesn't operate by Suffolk Tumor Shusay Yochid because the din of Suffolk, it's hard of Suffolk. Chazakah is very nice, but it's a Suffolk. And whenever it's a Suffolk, it is Suffolk. So Tosis says, what's next thing you can help me? It's all Suffolk. That's all Emiko faces. It means the minute I see that the din of Suffolk, Tumor, Rishus HaYachid, is a din Vaday, I don't mean Vaday from Shimon that it makes it Ois Suffolk, but it's a din that we always say, Tumor, nothing works. So the same way Chazakah doesn't work, Sekhsveke doesn't work. But why does a Chazakah work? Not because we don't go Basa Chazakah. Because the din is Suffolk is Tumor, and Fard is a Suffolk. I want to tell you what I'm saying. It's not because the Xeris HaKosov says you don't go Basa Chazakah. The Xeris HaKosov says, very nice you have a Chazakah, but it's Fard of Suffolk. Correct? And whenever you have a suffix, the din is that tummy. That's the oimik of the zach. Mill, what suffix are going to help me? That's the oimik of the teis. What teis means to say is that very nice you have a chazaka, but why don't you go bust a chazaka? Hello, usually chazaka is a machria. As if you tell me, because the Torah Kedusha says we don't reckon with chazakas over here. Says very sure. I'm saying, you don't reckon with chazakas. Maybe it's suffix here. What teis doesn't mean that. What teis means to say that why don't you reckon with chazakas? Because after the chazaka is for the suffix, and the din is that suffix is tummy. No suffix is not going to be better. Slowly. So I saw Shlomi has a more like a kasha, which I saw many Achronim ask. In fact, like a kasha, I don't understand. We'll expand a little bit. We'll go global. What's it then, by the way? Suffolk Tumor Rishus HaYachid. Chazaka doesn't work. What about Roiv? What's it then? Hey, Maisa, you have Suffolk Tumor Rishus HaYachid, and you have a Roiv that says it's not a Sharetz. What's it then, Michael? Remember? He asked the question, why are you being Jewish? He asked me a question back. I asked, what's the din? Okay, Mike, you remember? Yeah, very good. Good laugh. That's a good guess. Ganik Subhastav test of off. Says, before that what? If you have Rav, it works. Rav works by Suffolk Tumor Rishus HaYachid. Rav Shlomo Hyman, a Lomdish Hashayah, listen to the Kashi, yes, he said, I understand. Although we spoke about in Tzuvos that Svek Sveko works, the Lashon of Tshuva Zerajma and Tshuva Tav Aleph, that Svek Sveko is even better than Roiv. So there were those who learned that what does it mean that Svek Sveko is better than Roiv? So those who learned that Svek Sveko is a statistical Zach. What's that statistical Zach? Suffolk number one is 50-50. And even on the Zad of 50 is Suffolk one, there's another Suffolk. So it's 50-50, so all together it adds up 75. So you have a 75% chance, all right, pretty sure slugs that up. It's not a real statistic because it doesn't make a difference. But Akoponim, the Lashon of the Jews of Rashba, the famous Jews of Rashba, the Shach quoted, everybody quoted, is that it's better than Roiv. It's other for me, Roiv. So listen to what itches in Kasha of Shlema Haim. Shlema Haim says, I don't understand this Lysus. I said to Shlema Haim, I don't understand this Lysus. I saw Shlema Haim inside the tank what he says. He says, I don't understand this Lysus. What's this is saying? The reason why Svek Svek doesn't work by Safek Tomer Rosh HaSeyach is because Chazaka doesn't work, right? So if Chazaka doesn't work, that means you're telling me that nothing works by Safek Tomer Rosh HaSeyach. So if Chazaka doesn't work, Svek Svek doesn't work. I figured Shlema Haim, I said, well, Roiv does work, right? So you see that there are things that work by Safek Tomer Rosh HaSeyach. And the Drashma says, the Svek Svek is other than Roiv. So the whole Pshat Tesis collapses. What's Tesis Raya? Tesis says that from the fact that Chazaka doesn't work, I'm learning Tesis the way I'm learning it. Tzitz didn't mean to say that we don't go bossa chazaka. Not going bossa chazaka doesn't happen. Tzitz means that can't support. Since you see that chazaka doesn't work, so you see that by a suffix to Rosh HaSeyach in all cases we pass in Tomei. So there, if chazaka doesn't work, so Mali is what's up to Zekas. Nothing works. In fact, Shlomo, I understand you, but Roiv does work. So first of all, it's not universal that nothing works. Roiv does work. Chazaka doesn't, and Roiv does. Maybe Svek Svek also does. Halei, the Rav says Svek is better than Roiv. I'm using this kasha to bring out the tifkat of what I really meant in Tzitz. It's very interesting. I saw the Rav Shlomo this morning inside. You know what Rav Shlomo answers? Rav Shlomo says that what Tosfos meant to say is Rav Shimon. That the Safek Kivate max out one Safek at a time and you don't have a Svek Svek. That's not John Tosfos though, with all due respect. Rav Shlomo says that what Tosfos meant to say is that the Safek of Safek Kivate max out the, what do you call it, max out the Svek Svek. With all due respect, that's not what Tosfos says. Because I want to say big raid over here and this is cool. Teretz is like this. You all know that Rikki Vega speaks in many places. There's a fundamental chiluk between Chazaka and Roiv. Chazaka is not mevara what happened. Even though it's told in the Chazaka is a din. Chazaka is not mevara the narrative what happened. Chazaka is a din. Now whether or not it's a hanhoga, whether or not it's a hachra, those are all gedarim in what the chiddush of Chazaka is. You know, what does it do? But it's not telling me a story, okay? So Chazaka is don't remove the Safek. Chazaka machriya the Safek. What's Chazaka say? We'll talk about the baseline Shara Chazaka. Because Shara Chazaka is that we take on there's no change until we know otherwise, right? So we never like that. By the way, we can never like that for Teres Vada even. But at the end of the day, it's not Hachor on the Safek. Roiv, as opposed to that, works with a completely different mechanism, says the London. Roiv is a narrative. Roiv tells you that this is what happened, okay? The Makra for Roiv is the case of the Makra for Roiv is we find in Bezdin that we go and kill somebody based on Roiv. Asking the Bezdin Sanhedrin based on Roiv. The shot is that the Roiv tells a narrative, the Roiv is a bureau. Mela, step one, is why does Roiv work in Chazaka now? Why does Roiv work on Safek Tomer Rosh HaSeyach? The answer is, so when I have a Roiv, there's no Safek here anymore. So why does Roiv Taka work on Safek Tomer Rosh HaSeyach? That is a din that no matter what, nothing works. The answer is, because when I have a Roiv isn't Salak the Safek, a Roiv is Machriya, a Roiv tells me what happened. A Roiv is a narrative, a Roiv is Mevara, the story, the Biro. If I know what happened, then there's no Safek here anymore. Hashem in Chazaka, Chazaka doesn't tell me what happened. So even after Chazaka, he still believes Hashem Safek. What about Svek Sveka? So it's very interesting. Svek Sveka tells you what happened. You have a Svek Sveka, now you know what happened. Rabbi Zainu taught us that the Rashba and Tshuva called it Odif Miroiv. It's a shocking emotion which sent shockwaves through Jewish history. Tshuva's Rashba says that Svek Svek is Odif Miroiv. What did he mean? He didn't mean to say that it works with the same lumdus as Roiv, because Svek Svek doesn't tell you. So we think about over here. Safek Bika, Safek Field, and Safek whether you walked over the Kever. So now you know what happened. I stress the word no. Now you have a bureau what happened. What is it? Said Rabbi Zainu that a Svek Svek is a far shot. It's a very, very weak Suffolk. In other words, it's a Shvach Suffolk. Maybe he went to the field. And even after he went into the field, who says? It's a Shvachkeit in the Etzim Suffolk. And what they meant to say, other from Roiv, is they didn't mean to say that Svek Svek works with the same mechanism as Roiv. What they meant to say is that the same way when you have a Roiv and a Roiv tells you what happened, you name on, this mechanism is even better than Roiv. The Nachmanides are not important now what the Raj was talking about. Roiv means I don't have a Suffolk over here, Bachal. When I say I don't have a Suffolk, I don't mean that you're a Mavara, there's no Suffolk at all. But it's such a vital Suffolk, it's such a far shot that we ignore it. Not the Yisrael Svek Svek. Yisrael Svek Svek is not that you have a bureau what happened. By the way, think about it. In our case, when you have a Svek Svek, you have a bureau what happened. You know what happened with the guy. Somebody brought you information, statistics, nothing. In other words, it's a misbalanced Suffolk. I used to call it in Xubas, okay? Mela, I want to say a Dover Nifla. It says Taisvis, Really, that's you should go pass a chazaka. Why don't you go pass a chazaka? Because this exerts a concept that says something tuma pershul sayyam betzvekui tomei. I becholatayr kula chazaka talks, and here too. The answer is you're right, but it's still a suffix. And there's a proactive din that says that suffix tuma pershul sayyachet tzvekui tomei. So what's the suffix going to help you? You can give me two suffixes. It's still going to be a suffix. I roy is a bearer. Roy is misalik the suffix. So roy will work at suffix tuma pershul sayyachet, and tzvekui won't. And this is, by the way, one of the famous riddles in the yeshivas. One of the famous riddles in the yeshivas is that the Rashba says that Sveksveka is an odd for me, Roiv, and Roiv works by Safak Tumah Rishus Yochid, and Sveksveka doesn't. The answer is that the lumdus of Sveksveka is not a lumdus of Biro. The lumdus of Sveksveka is a weakness in the fundamental balance of the Safak. It's not a 50-50 Safak anymore. It's a weak Safak. It's a Naitach Shash. It's a Safak Rochik. However, and I stress the word however, Hagam that it's a Vaitach Shash, okay? Hagam that it's a Vaitach Shash, it's not a Biro. So what Tosfos meant to say was like this. Be'etzem, b'chol ha'tayr kula, we go b'asa chazakas. We use chazakas to be machria. Is Vasepas over here not? Necha Tosfos, why not? Why not? So what's the answer? The answer is that because there's a gzeres ha'kosah that says, it's part of the suffix. Whenever you have a suffix, the Torah says every suffix which is zech has to be treated as a vada yipaskin. So Tosfos says, so if that's the din, what's it going to help me suffix echa treis veki? Mali suffix echa, mali treis chatzik, mali treis veki. I roiv, roiv zachra, roiv zabir, roiv zmevar, what happened? When you have roiv, there's no suffix. This vort is such a famous vort that it set off a famous shas kasha. Tosfos has a fool in Dafir Aleph, a shocking Tosfos, which is a famous kasha. And Dafir Aleph, the Gemara in Chulin is busy with. How do you know the din? On Yudam Abayz, the Gemara Chulin is busy with a topic called Chazakas. How do you know we go Basa Chazaka? Right, if you say Chazaka, the Meikrov, Chalter, Kulin, this is the famous Sugim Chulin. How do you know we go Basa Chazakas? Then the Gemara Yudalf is, and how do you know we go Basa Ruiv? We know how Moslem Ravan is a Basa Ruva. In fact, Toys is over there in the Yudalf and Ralph and Chulin, a famous Kasha. Once you know the Chazakas work, Fekta isn't a Toys' Kasha. Toys' Kasha. Once you know the Chazakas work, so Ruba Vachazaka, what's the din? Ubadiv. So man, the chazakas work, Koshkin Rav works. So why do you need a pasuk for Rav? Famous Tosfos Kasha. In fact, Tosfos and Tamar, Kivan the Amin and Zil Basa Chazaka, Koshkin Basa Ruba, the Ruba Chazaka Ubadiv. Yeah, Mason. In fact, Tosfos Kasha and Chulin, we have a call that whenever Rav bumps into a chazaka, Rav is stronger. So once another chazakas work, automatically you know that Rav works. So in fact, Tosfos Kasha and Chulin, Dafir Alv and Alv. I mean, since we know that in the clash between a Rav and a chazaka, Rav is stronger than a chazaka, so why is he going to have to look for a mucker? And David Alpha and Aleph, why is he going to look for a mocker and David Alpha? Why is he going to look for a mocker and pull in David Alpha? I know that Rav works. You know the Chazaka works. And Rav is stronger. Rav is a better way of resolving the suffix. It's about that. If the Chazaka works, you should go Basa Rav. That's the effect of the Kasha. Chayr, if you hold this Rav that I said, it doesn't go. Why? Because Chazaka is not a beer. Rav is a beer. I'll ask him in a very blunt way. You want to know why I need a pasuk to tell me that Rav works? How am I going to know myself that Tumor Shasayachid Rav is going to work? You can learn Rav out of Chazaka. You can learn Rav out of Chazaka, only that it has the lumbus of Chazaka, which is not a beer, it's an hunger. But Moshe, here I have in front of me the riddle. How am I going to know myself that Tumor Chazaka doesn't work, and Rav does work. Why is that? Because Chazaka is not a beer on the Suffolk, so the Suffolk remains intact. In Kol's mind, there's a Shem Suffolk over here. We have Exeris Akasa of Suffolk Tumor Shasayachid Sveikot Tameh. I Rav works. The answer is Rav is a completely different ballgame. Rav is a completely different lumbus. Rav is a bearer of the suffix. So then how could you learn out Rav from Chazaka? Atke dekata, Tosfos says you shouldn't need a pasuk. But I won't have a pasuk for Rav. So it could be I'll learn that Rav will be just as much as Chazaka, but I won't learn that it's a bearer. I'll learn that it'll be a level of what you call. But for Hechatesi, I'll know that it's a bearer. And that's a kushya atzuma on this Rav. It's a kashal Tosfos, by the way. I mean, I can ask it in the form of an afkamina, I can ask it in the form of lumbus. In the form of Baal Batish, I can ask, how could Tosfos say you don't need a pasuk for Rav? You should learn out of Chazaka when there are cases that Chazaka work, it doesn't work, and Rav does work. How can I guess on a very technical level? How could Tosfos say learn Rav out of Chazaka when there are cases that a Chazaka doesn't work, and a Rav does work? So obviously you need a different marker for it. I'm asking in a lumdish way that the reason why Rav works even though Chazaka doesn't work is Rav is a narrative, Rav is a bearer of the facts. And when I have a Rav, there's no suffix anymore. So how in the world are you supposed to learn that out of Chazaka? And it's a tzorach in Godel on all this Rav. Well, the Chayra, it's Mukhrach from this raid in Tosis, we have three ways of resolving a Safek Tumah versus Yachid. You have Chazaka, you have Raiv, and you have Sfek Sfeika. Tosis compares Sfek Sfeika to Chazaka, and he doesn't compare it to Raiv. It's a fascinating Tosis you have to remember for the rest of your lives. From the Furash of Tosis, that in the resolution of a Safek Tumah versus Yachid, Chazaka doesn't work, and Tosis compares Sfek Sfeika to Chazaka. Chazaka doesn't work, and Sfek Sfeika doesn't work, because there's always a din of Safek Tumah versus Yachid, which means it's not Daimit to Raiv. It means in this Tosis state, that whatever you're going to say about Sfek Sfeika, it's not Mamash Raiv. Fiza comes out that we have over here a mega machlekes. Because you know, the chachamim, whether or not the din of sex seka was said by Safek Tumah versus Yachid. Rav Lezner holds yes, says about tesis, because you only learn how to say the one something, not two sekas. And he held, I'm adding on now, that even though chazaka doesn't work, the sex seka does work. Sex seka is better than chazaka. Line, you can say whatever you want. I saw the possibilities in your head. I said, what's the goals? Yeah. And the Chacham argue, and the Chacham say, Nishtazay. The Chacham say, no. Why does the Chazaka work? Because he told me it's a proactive thing called Safek Tumah versus Yachid. Okay, if that's the case, then the book is on. Atkan, the tests. Big grade. Big machlekes. That means, if the Taisa comes out that the Shroshim of the Machlek is a very tief shadow, do I compare Sfek Sfeika to Chazaka or not? That's really what I'm saying. Do I compare Sfek Sfeika to Chazaka? Do I say just like Chazaka doesn't work Sfek Sfeika to, or is Sfek Sfeika better than Chazaka? In other words, what are Rabbalah's answer to the Tain of Taisus? Mali Chad Sfeika, Mali Chesi, Yav is the other Sfek Sfeika is better than Chazaka. Maybe it's Machlek is the Gidre Sfek Sfeika, Yesh La'ayim Baza. Either way, no. You don't have to say that, Jeremy. I saw your mind saying it. That's good. Good. Everything I say, you think. Everything I say, you thought of before. Come on, ask me. 90%.
Say yes.
Tell me.
This shows it's from out of town. I would say not 90%, 100%. If you were to say that, you say no, maybe. What? It's hopeless. What? You might be mainstream, but you never be driven. You don't even know what it means. Kidua. You know what Kidua means? Kidua includes everything. Lina, can you explain what Kiriba means to your Chavuz afterwards? You learned the whole time, you couldn't care to explain to what Kiriba means? What? You want to understand that you can explain to him?
He knows what delineated means.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that. You're vindicated. He doesn't know. But it's like the people from Davin. You should have figured it out from the context. You don't know what they're saying either. Be careful. Shouldn't do that for you, right? So come on, son. Should Nessie knows how to speak English. Here the good. Children of tzaddikim, you don't ruin the goyish words. Do any goyish words? He's a big tzaddik. He's a vagina integral. We're talking about the divinity of types of nayazachim. Listen carefully. Now's a big eric. Now we've arrived. So we have a machlekes, an internal machlekes inside. Safek Tumah versus Yachid, a peak machlekes, which Jeremy just said, it could be totally in the two stubborn Sfek Sfeika. We have an internal machlekes in Hilchos Safek Tumah versus Yachid, how far that Gzeres HaKasa went, right? And I'm expanding it to a Shas Shaila. Was it said only by Chazaka? Was it said by Roy? Was it said by Sfek Sfeika? So we're having an internal machlekes of Vas Lerman Arayis of Safek Tumah versus Yachid. How in the world does that apply to Chometz? And here we're in terrible trouble. All the other Shatim I was able to bend to Chometz. If the shadow is it a Sfek Sfeika? So we bent it. The part is it called one or shows or not? If it's a gather of Safek beer, we said Safek beer is a weaker Safek. And it's machlekes in Safek Tumah versus Yachid, it's an internal Tumah machlekes, whether or not Sfek Sfeika was said or not. What in the world have to do with comments? Crazy Zach. So, there's a bit of parrots over here, which I ask you to see. And I push it on top, but I don't have how we're going to live with this, I'll explain. So, there's a bit of parrots. That Chometz is also Sfek Sfeika. Chometz is also Sfek Sfeika, slowly. Chometz is also, why is it Sfek Sfeika? He makes two cases why it's called a Sfek Sfeika. either it's called a Sakseko over here because there was a house with a room, and there's one Sakseko that go into the house, and there's another Sakseko that went into the room. He said there's a Sakseko here. Another case of Sakseko is one Sakseko is where they went in, another Sakseko is that the mouse eat it, because he was talking about a small kicker. And because he found the case of Sakseko where Rukimta, it doesn't interest me what Rukimta was. He found in Rukimta that there's episode of Sakseko going on over here. Okay. Very good. And therefore, so what's Machlekes now? What's Machlekes is whether Sakseko works by Chametz? So the whole thing is about works by Chometz. Here begins the Tzara. Halashita's thesis was at the beginning of the Sugya that by Chometz the din is either one or two resolutions. Whenever you have these four cases, how do thesis resolve all these four cases constantly? Either using a tool called what? Sachit Ramon Lakula. Or using a tool called what? Chesbal. One of the two. Tais Bayas, by the way, uses the tool called Chaskas Baldik. By the way, why doesn't he speak about Chaskas Asafik Ramon Lakula? Says Mashal, because maybe you're talking about a case where he didn't do bitter words the Raisa. It's a beautiful Tais of the Shitasa. But the Tais is also that even if it's the Raisa, so Chaskas Baldik works. It says the Shitasa from Tassim and Bay, that even if Tais is the Kasha, what about Asafik Ramon? What if Tais is there's no bitter? In fact, there's a Kasha Chaskas Baldik. So Tais over here says Chaskas Baldik, right? I want to point out, so what says this kasha? This kasha is, so what's have to do with bicker? Although the din over here is, and we have a din called bicker, so much also like bitkan. So here I go back to the beginning of the sugya. The beginning of the sugya taught us this sugya. The bicker, so much also like bitkan is only said by a house which has the usage of a whole year. But when we're talking about all these four cases, we were talking about a specific piece of what? We're talking about a specific piece of what? Of chametz. Over there, we don't have because someone's also a Kama. So then you have either one of two tools which resolve it. Either Safik Ramon or Kula, or Cheskes Baldik. Those are the two tools that resolve it, correct? And we don't say because someone's also a Kama. We don't activate that din, because all these four cases are completely different cases. They're completely different. We don't say because someone's also a Kama. That was the territory of the Marshal, etc., correct? That's Tesis's flag through the entire Sugya. So then, what's this Gemara about? Now, Tesis really has the Kasha, by the way. And Tesis is sure. Tesis doesn't say that, by the way. But this kasha is a catastrophe. That means, I want to point out something to Rayon. The Fi Rashi, we'll call it the Rashbam's Pshat, this Gemara is a landmark Gemara. Why? Because this Gemara talks about, the Shita of Rashi, which type of Sfekas have a chash and which don't. The Fi Rashi was the Shala. The Shala was, is it a Svek Sfekas, correct? And was the Shala a Svek Sfekas? Who cares what's a Shachas to Chametz? Either we say something about the Kula, we say something about the Kula. What do we say? The Shala is called a different Rishos or not? Of a state in the Gemara that if it's not called a different Rishos, state in the first Gemara if it's not called a different Rishos, what's the din? Chashid of Bedika. If it's not called a different Rishos, I would have a Safik Kula, the answer is no. Because every Safik is, I mean, this Gemara is another Makar to Shitas Rashi, the way Rashi learned the Gemara, the way Rashi learned our Gemara. That the Shaila was, is it called a separate Rishos or not? And the Nafkamin is, do I activate the din of Bedika Safik and Nitkana? We have another Gemara that said that every Safik of Chametz, just the Shaila was, out of here, it's a different Rishos, maybe it's not that case. So, but according to Tysus, that the Machlekes of Lozner Bonon, the Chval is about a different topic, of an internal topic, of whether or not Sfeka affects the Tzomach Tumash Tzomach Tzomach Tzomach. Now here I want to say a big raid. If I would hold, then in all these cases, we activate the Tzomach Tumash Tzomach Yachid, even though we're talking about one piece of bread. So then maybe, I'm prepared to hear a shayla of whether or not a Svek Sveka was said on one piece of bread or not. I don't know exactly what it's connected to Tumah, but maybe. But the minute that Tesis holds in all these cases that the din is either Safik Derbanan Lakula or Cheskas Baldik, so what are you going to find it? Not Tesis the Kasha, by the way. That's Tesis Kasha in the first Tesis. Tesis first Kasha in the first Tesis, after the dust settles, and you're going to explain to me that the Machlekes over here is an internal Machlekes where the Svek Sveka affects Safik Tumash Tzomach with all the Tiferei that we said based on Roshleim Haimim's Kasha. Says Moshe has Mechal to Chometz. There's no bearing to Chometz. Chometz has its own internal Pesachim in these Kasha cases. Chometz has its own internal Pesach. Either Safik Tumash Tzomach Lakula or if they're right, like the Marshal Zeyer Pesach, and Cheskas Baldik. That's a tzoruch iyim godol admoi. We'll leave off with the tzoruch. I don't know what to say to the Tesis. But Akaponim, Tesis learned Machlekes Rav Lozner Bonon very different than the Rashbam and very different than the the Machlokes in of the Rashi and the Zohar. Tomorrow we're going to see the next piece of Gemara, very interesting piece of Gemara. Tonight it probably won't be about it, because I might have to speak somewhere in the second half of the night. If I'm around, we'll be about it. I'll be around the first half.